96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We hear the word cancer, and we often think about the disease with dread. All of us know someone who has had it. And so you may be in the midst of a fight even against the disease right now. Well, tonight, we're talking about the road towards a cure for cancer and what part we all can play. My guest is Dr. Sonia Springfield. She is director of the National Cancer Institute's Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities. If you have a question about that, and I'm sure you will once we get into this conversation, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Springfield, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's indeed a pleasure for me to be here. I was telling Candace earlier,
our producer, yes,
your producer, that I'm a proud graduate of Howard University. I did both my undergraduate and I took my PhD from Howard in physiology and biophysics with a specialty in neurophysiology. That meant that I was the third African-American neuroscientist in the world. And with that, for me, came many challenges, but many, many opportunities. And it's here at Howard that the seed for my passion for changing the landscape of biomedical research training began.
Like my mother would say, you know stuff.
I think I might know a little, but not enough.
Well, let's talk about some of that stuff. First of all, to give people an understanding of what you do and specifically the center. What is the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities?
Well, as the name implies, its main and sole objective is to reduce the burden of cancer that we see in our society that is experienced by populations typically underserved or underrepresented. And these include racial and ethnic minorities, poor individuals, geographically dispersed individuals, and it doesn't have to be just rural populations, but urban populations suffer disparities. And when we talk about race and ethnicity, we're talking about African Americans, we're talking about Hispanics, we're talking about Native Americans and Pacific Islanders in general. And these populations suffer the burden of cancer more so than other populations.
Why?
The answer is very complex. Well, there really isn't an answer, but there are many factors that contribute to this burden of cancer. Access to health care is a primary cause for African Americans or Hispanics suffering higher incidence and higher mortality than other populations. There is some evidence, new evidence coming forth that shows that there is a biological or genetic difference in some of the cancers that are experienced by these populations. There are issues associated with diet. There are issues associated with stress. There are issues associated with abuse of alcohol and lack of physical activity. All of these cofactors contribute to a high burden of cancer. High death rates result in the fact that typically populations will present cancer, their cancer is diagnosed at a late stage. And when that's the case, it's very difficult to treat. So all of these factors contribute to a high excess of cancer burden or a disparity in these populations.
You were talking about ethnic minorities. Does that also impact the poor as much, no matter what their ethnic background happens to be?
The studies on that are very early. People seem to think that of course, the lack of health care or access to being poor. If a patient, a mother, is poor and she can't get to the doctor because her primary focus is on feeding her child, then her health becomes the back burner, the back seat. And so often, if you don't have insurance, if you don't have adequate primary care, most poor individuals or some use the emergency room as their primary care facility. And that also contributes to the burden of cancer in these populations.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. My guest tonight is Dr. Sonia Springfield. She is director of the National Cancer Institute's Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities. And tonight we're talking about the role that you can play, specifically African Americans and other minorities, in helping to find a cure for cancer. We're going to get into that in just a bit. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Frank, calling from Brandywine, Maryland. Thanks for calling, Frank. What's on your mind? Frank, yeah, go right ahead. Turn your radio down for me, Frank.
Turn
please.
It down. Pick candles.
And go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Franklin Norris.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a water out that's called Cajun water, K-A-N-G-E-N. And what Cajun water does is it turns regular tap water into 9.5 alkaline water. And studies show that cancer cells cannot survive in an alkaline environment. So if anyone that's listening, Google Cajun, K-A-N-G, space, cancer, they'll see the results and testimonies from doctors, people who suffer from cancer, who have tried this water anywhere from 30 days to 60 days, and the results that they get.
Well, Frank, let me stop you there, and let me have Dr. Springfield weigh in on that, because certainly those fact-checking abilities may be a bit difficult, and so certainly I would not want to just come on the program and just say, hey, this is a cure for cancer. That would be irresponsible. Dr. Springfield, are you familiar with this?
I would totally agree with you in terms of that being irresponsible. Clearly, there may be some evidence to support acidity and alkaline nature of the environment. There's studies that are being performed to look at the microenvironment of how tumor cells multiply and spread from one organ to the next. However, if that was just the simple solution, I think no one would be perishing from this harmful, dreadful disease. So there's not much evidence that I can recall that supports that as a sole source of curing cancer.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for your phone call. To piggyback on that, you did mention earlier about diet and environment. And certainly it could be argued that a healthier diet, including better water, better food,
yes,
can contribute to certainly a healthier life. But to be quite honest, even those who eat well and healthy, they still get it sometimes.
They do, and I think the newer treatments are really pointing to the fact that cancer is not a one disease issue. Cancer is many diseases. And in fact, the disease is different in individuals. And so you probably have heard this terminology of precision medicine. And now treatment is being devised to address the single cancer within a patient. And so it's important that we as underrepresented minorities participate on clinical trials, donate their tissues, if you will, for more research studies. That way, we can pretty much be guaranteed that the treatments that we need to have to address or cure our cancers are ones that are appropriate for us and appropriate for the individual.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, too, but let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the road towards a cure for cancer and what part we can all play. Let's talk to Mr. Brown calling from Montgomery County. Ms. Brown calling from Montgomery County. What's on your mind?
That's okay. I just wanted to know, I'm an older woman in my late 50s, and I have no insurance. I'm a heavy smoker, and I've been trying to get help to find out, do I have cancer in my throat, in my breast? And I keep going to the emergency room for pain in my breast, and they're not accepting me because I have no insurance. And I'm a minority. I'm African-American. I'm a recovering addict of 14 years clean of alcohol and drugs. And I need to get checked. Where do you go? What do you do? Because cancer runs in my family. And I need help.
Dr. Springfield.
And I live in Montgomery County. What can I do?
So, first of all, let me just say that I'm a PhD. I'm not an MD. So I cannot and will not provide any help to anyone calling about how to treat their cancer. That's not why I'm here. But clearly there are places across the country, including Howard Hospital, Howard Cancer Center here. I think, to my knowledge, accepts patients without insurance. And that's one of the great things about this cancer center at this institution. It will see patients regardless of their insurance status. So I would advise you first to seek out a primary care physician so that you can be referred. And again, I know understanding that you don't have insurance kind of makes that impossible. But I think coming to Howard's free clinic here, there are great docs here who will see patients in kind, if you will. And so I think that would be a first good step for you.
Let me give you the phone number to the Cancer Center.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, the appointments line is 202-865-7678.
Okay, 767 what?
7678.
Okay, I thank you guys so much for the information. I think you might have to repeat that number again so someone else that needs to call in can hear that. And I appreciate you guys so much.
Well, thank you so much. And please do your best to take care of yourself. And if you can, and this is coming from an ex-smoker, quit. Okay?
Yes, all right. Sir. Thank you, Scott, so much.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You were... I'm talking about testing and more specifically clinical trials and the importance of having minority groups involved in clinical trials. I'm going to get into that in just a bit, but I need to take a break. And but if you're on the phone, that includes Adrian calling from D.C., Dwayne calling from Waldorf, Eugene calling from Maryland. We will take your calls. Please do not hang up. The lines are still open. We're going to take more phone calls as well at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this Medical Monday conversation in just a few seconds.